Hello, welcome to Heavenly Manna with Milton Harris. Now, on today's broadcast, we're going to conclude the message we started on the New Bridge broadcast by Evangelist Keith Allison out of Esther chapter 4, verses 13 and 14, entitled, "For Such a Time as This."
Well, with Esther, amen, he saw Esther for the first time, and he had favor with her. But Esther is saying this, "You go tell Mordecai that I'll go in, but it's against the law. I'm risking my life." Look what she said in verse 16, "which is not according to the law. And if I perish," how many of us has this courage? How many of us has this desire? How many of us want to see the work of God go forward so much that we're willing to say, "If I perish, I perish. If it costs me my life, it's going to cost me my life." I'm telling you, she was putting it all out. And Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. So in chapter number 5, look in verse number 2. I'm trying to get it summed up. "And it was so when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court." She came in. He's on the throne. When he saw her, the king held out to Esther the golden scepter. In other words, it was okay. She didn't know that though when she come in. He could have had her executed on the spot, but he didn't. And so Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. So we all know the story. He said, "What's thy request? I'll give it to you under the half of the kingdom." And Esther said, I want to do a banquet. I want to have a big party, and I want you to come, and I want Haman to come with you." You know what she's up to, don't you? She's going to tell the king what Haman's going to do. But I want you to notice the providence of God in this in chapter number 5. She has the banquet in verses number 6 and 7, but she doesn't bring it up. She doesn't have maybe the courage. She just can't bring herself to it. For whatever reason on her part, she doesn't bring it up. But the providential hand of God was working, because that very night when the king asked her, "What do you want?" She said this. Sounds like a Baptist. She said, "Well, king, I tell you what, let's do this again tomorrow. Y'all come back tomorrow and we'll have another banquet tomorrow. You and Haman, y'all come back tomorrow." You ever put anything on? "You'll come back tomorrow." And the king says, "Okay, Haman and I'll come back tomorrow." On that night, look in verse chapter 6 and verse 1. On that night, could not the king sleep? And he commanded to bring the book of records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told Bignatha and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the doors, who sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. In other words, if you go all the way back to chapter number 2, you'll find out that they were two men that were plotting to kill the king. Mordecai found out about it, and Mordecai told the guards about it, and they hanged him on a tree. And the king didn't really know all of that, and so on that night between the two feasts, between the two banquets, he was reading in the Chronicles, and he found the story, and lo and behold, he says, "Hey, has anybody ever done anything for Mordecai for what he did for me?" And they said, "No." And so he said, "We're going to promote Mordecai." And he asked Haman to come in and said, "Haman, if I'm going to promote somebody, what would you do?" And Haman thinks he's going to promote him. And Haman goes through all this long steel. And the king says, "Great, go get Mordecai." And Haman hates Mordecai because Mordecai would not bow down in respect to Haman. Haman was an anti-Semitic, and Mordecai knew it. And Mordecai would not respect him, and Haman hated him. But now Haman had to do all this stuff for him. But it was during that night that God, in his providence, allowed the king to see what Mordecai had done. And so now on the next day during the fast, or during this feast, Esther then reveals the whole plot to the king. Haman is wanting to destroy all the Jews, including Mordecai and me. And the king says, that ain't going to happen. But he said, my etiquette has already been gone out. The law's already been given. We can't reverse it. We can't undo it. But this is what we'll do. We'll send another law out that permits all the Jews to defend themselves. And so the ring was given to Mordecai, and they wrote out another law, and they stamped it, and it went out all through the kingdom. So this was not overnight business. This took days and weeks and months. That's why I said it took 10 years for all of this, all these 10 chapters to go through. And so the etiquette went out, and so they defended themselves. God spared the nation through Mordecai's concern and Esther's courage. And I want you to know today, your name ain't Mordecai. Your name might be Esther, I don't know. But you're probably not a Mordecai, and you're probably not an Esther. But you're in the same situation. We are a part of the plan of God, amen. God's got a plan, and God's got people, and God's got providence. He's working it out in our lives. Noah, God had a Noah to preserve the human race. God had an Abraham to birth the nation of Israel. God had a Moses to deliver them out of the land of Egypt. God had a Joseph to preserve them in Egypt. God had a Joshua to lead them into the land of Canaan. God had judges to deliver them from their enemies. God had prophets of different times like Isaiah and other prophets. God had all... In other words, God's had great people in the past. God's got great people in the present. People that God is using to accomplish His will. And I want you to know, you have been raised up. You are not of the past. You're not necessarily of the future. God's got His hand on your life right now for such a time as this. In your family. In your church, in the overall program and work of God, God has you. If you pull out the history books of the New Bridge Baptist Church, you'll see pastors who pastored here. They've died. They've gone on to be with the Lord. You'll see deacons who served here. You'll see church members who worshiped here, and they've died, and they've moved off the scene. And y'all are here today because of what they did in their day. And if there's going to be a future for the New Bridge Baptist Church, that means that the people of today are going to have to be faithful to God and serve God and live God and have that courage and have that concern and let God use you in such a time as this. When I look at my life so far, I see my life divided up. Brother Milton, into four, I was thinking about this yesterday, into four different periods of my service to God. When I got saved, surrendered to preach, it was about 5 years. That's the first period of my life as a Christian. And then I pastored my first church for 8 years. That was the second period of my life. Then I pastored Fairfield for 28 years. That's the third period of my life. And since February of 17, I'm in this phase of full-time evangelism, and this is the fourth phase of my life. And it could be the last phase of my life. I have no desire to ever pastor again. I'm not ruling it out. I'm not saying I wouldn't, but I have no desire. I have no inclination to it, not looking for it. I think I'm where God wants me to be right now in evangelism. And what I'm saying, for such a time as this, for such a time as this, the pastor of that little mountain, Macedonia Baptist Church, for such a time as this, and I look at my life as a pastor of the Fairfield Baptist Church and what God did there, for such a time as this, and now I look at what I'm doing and where I'm headed and where I'm going and the open doors, and it's God's will. What are you saying? I'm saying that God is working out His program. God is working out the kingdom of God on the earth. He's expanding His church. Souls are being saved, and people are growing in their faith. And in my life, personally in my life, this is where I'm supposed to be for this time in my, for such a time as this. You do not have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a deacon. You be who God wants you to be. You've got a family. You're the husband. You're the wife. You're the mother. You're the grandmother. You're the daughter. For such a time as this, listen, it's going to get away from us. It's going to get away from us. And man, I had a birthday the other day, and I thought I had one 2 weeks ago, but it just happened so fast. It's going to get away from us. Y'all hear me? It's going to get away from us. But for such a time as this, God has raised you up. Get that. Hold of that. And say, God, here I am. I'll do it. If I perish, I perish. Whatever you want, I'll do what I can for the glory of God. We're standing all over the house. Y'all come with a song. Could be somebody here unsaved today. God's speaking to your heart. Providentially, God has brought you right here this morning. Providentially, God has got me in the pulpit preaching this message to get your attention in this area right now, for such a time as this. It was no accident that I heard the gospel that night that I got saved. It was no accident that I was where I was at. It's no accident. The providence of God for such a time as this. And dear Christian friend, I want you to realize your importance. Mordecai told Esther, if you don't do it, in essence, deliverance could come from somewhere else. If I closed my Bible, threw it in the closet and said, I'm done. I'm never preaching again. I'm not going to stop the work of God. God's going to do it without me. Mordecai said deliverance can come maybe from, but he didn't know. I believe it was a look of expectation and faith on his part. If you don't do it, deliverance can come from some. But what about you doing it? I'm glad that he's letting me have a part. He can do it without me, but I'm glad he's included me. Why? I don't know. No, I don't understand, Brother Charlie. Why God's included me? That radio ministry, I'm telling you. I've been getting quite a bit of response lately. Got an email from a lady up in Omaha, Nebraska. And I come on real early up there on Sunday morning, real early. And she said, I just wanted you to know. She said, I get out early Sunday morning and walk. And she said, I'm listening to your preaching while I'm walking. It could be somebody else, but I'm glad he's letting me do it. What are we singing? Brother Milton, you stand out here. How about it today? Anybody here feel like just coming and saying what Isaiah did in Isaiah chapter 6? Here am I, Lord, send me. Anybody want to come say, Lord, I want to be that person in providence that you want to use. I want to be that young man, that young girl. I want to be the husband, the wife. I want to be the nana, the papa. I want to be the church member. I want to be the deacon. I want to be the preacher. Lord, I want to be whatever I am, wherever you've put me. In providence, I see your hand, and I want to be all that you want me to be for such a time as this. For such a time as this. Let's sing. Would you come? Would you come just commit yourself to the Lord today? How about it as we sing?